At 9 o'clock this morning, an explosion occurred at the Alfred Murrah Federal Building in downtown Oklahoma City, a blast that was felt for miles away, cars all around the outside of the building, charred.
I was assuming that I was dead at that point, and I just remember feeling sort of a sense of relief that it had been quick and painless. My name is Jason Williamson, and I work in the Modern Languages Department at the University of Oklahoma. At the time, I worked for the Federal Employees Credit Union, and the credit union was located on the third floor of the Murrah Building. Everything was just a complete void, just a blackness that I, you know, had never experienced before. It was there was no sound, there was no smells that I remember. It was just this utter dark void. It did cross my mind that perhaps I had just been killed somehow. I did start moving, you know, a little bit, fingers and things like that, and I realized I was alive. And at some point, this extreme blackness, the extreme void, gave way just a little bit to where it became a heavy, hazy gray. And then the gray started to fade, and then it got steadily lighter and lighter. And where the light was coming from was now outside light, where there should have been two walls and a wall of windows between me and Fifth Street. It just wasn't there anymore. And now all this natural light was pouring in, and all the dust was finally settling. Finally broke me out of this state I was in was hearing a coworker of mine, Bobby Pervine, screaming, "What happened? What happened?" That woke me up. That snapped me back into reality. I got over to Bobby. I had to help pull her over her desk. There was no other way for her to go but over the desk. Another coworker of mine, he came to, and he joined us, and the three of us stood there looking now outside, which should never have been a possibility, just in shock, just not knowing what to do or what had happened. The parking lot across the street, the cars that were in that parking lot, many of them were on fire. We heard helicopters overhead. So between seeing the cars on fire, hearing the helicopters, and hearing all kinds of popping sounds, it could have been breaking glass. I'm not sure what it was, but the combination of all of these factors made us think that maybe the city was under attack. And so we tiptoed around some debris and got to the hallway that then led us to a stairwell that got us out the south side of the building, which was not nearly as damaged as the north side where the truck had been parked.